He went out to make 5 different bald spots, and we only warned him once. So we asked the question, Mi mechayiv? If he chayiv 5 malchusim, then for your tanan, we learn like this. Nozir shoyer shoyse yayin. Kol hayoyin is a nozir that has a lav not to drink wine. If he goes and drinks wine the whole day, so locher is ein chayiv elachas. He's only chayiv once. Omulah, let's say they keep on telling him and warning him, Al tishta, al tishta. If they keep on warning him, do not drink, do not drink. Vu shoyse, and he keeps on drinking. Locher is chayiv al kolachas viachas. Then he's chayiv each time they warn him. In other words, for every hasra, the klal is hasra is mechalik for malchus. Like this, if you eat the whole day, even though every time you're eating, it's a new kezayis, it's a new maisam, but since it's kehelam echad, it's oras with one hasra, it's all considered like one long achila, like one long action. What makes it separate actions? That's raw. If you warn them 4 or 5 times, each hasra makes it a new action, there's a new lav. So there's only one hasra, even though he's drinking wine the whole day, he's only chayiv one lav. So we're here also by korcho. If you only warn them one time, there's only one hasra. So even though he goes on and makes one bald spot, then a second, then a third, there cannot be malchus. So Moshe says, Letzricha the chiddush is the sach chamesh etzboisov nosa. He put like shaving cream on his 5 fingers. And he put his 5 fingers on his head at one shot. As if to say, he's making now 5 bald spots at one time. And now we're warning him right now, do not do this action. So consider like the asra goes on all 5 actions. So it's like there are 5 asras. So this is the case that he's chayiv 5 malchusim. Again, that he's doing it at one time. He has his 5 fingers with full of this shaving, a cream, and he's putting it 5 different places on his head, so he's making 5 bald spots, and there's one asura, here the asura helps. Tej just explains, why is the asura better over here? V'yishleima, v'shaniyach, v'goli kroh, akol korcho v'korcho, v'korchos mechalkos, v'gangufa mechlokim, that each korch here, that's the chiddush of the pasuk, that's considered like a separate goof. Right, there's a separate person here. Therefore, this one asra is all 5 separately. Therefore, that's the chiddush of the pasuk over here. It's considered like he was warned for each action separately. Therefore, for each action, you receive malchus. Of course, you need the pasuk for this. But that's the chiddush of the pasuk in such a case. Where it's all being done at one time. And then we consider this one asra upon all 5 actions. Now the Gemara says, V'kama shir kocha. How much hair do you have to remove? Or how wide of a space, how wide is the bald spot? Rav Huna Omer, Kidei Sheyira Meroshe. You have to be able to see it. There has to be enough hair you removed that you can see the bald spot. Push it. You have to be able to look there and notice it. Rav Yechon Omer, Mishum Rav Loza, Rav Shimin, Kigris. The size of a gris, of a bean, let's say it's the size of a dime, that's how big it has to be. The size of a dime, size of a gris. So Noah says, and it's a machlokes, what exactly is the first shita? Kadei Sheyira Roshei, is that a smaller size? I mean, as long as you could see it, even smaller than a dime, you could see it. Or else, no, that's the biggest shear. It means you could see it clearly. That means you just have to note, you could notice it. Not that you're really looking for it. Just you could notice the person has a bald spot, it has to be wider than a dime. Acherim Maimim, a third shita says, Kadei Sheyira Me Roshei. So the first sentence is Hanukkah. All right, Shiyira Meroisha. Rashi says this means Shiyira Mibosar Roish Orim. You should be able to see the naked head. You can see the flesh itself. Yeah, I'm not sure. He explains it. Omrav Yehuda Barchaviva Pligi Bo Atlosa Tanoi. Really, there are 3 shittas over here. Chadama 1 says Kegris, the size of the sign of a lentil. The Chadama 1 says Kidei Shiyira Meroishai. You have to be able to see the bald spot. V'chadoma kishtei Cyrus. And one says it's enough just to pull out 2 hairs. 2 hairs is enough. But v'ikor demafik shtei Cyrus. Some take out shtei Cyrus, not that it's too small. Omayel v'chadosha. And rather they put in the size of a chadosha of a lentil. But smaller than that, you'd be potter. V'simnecha, what's the simin that we take out the size of two hairs and the small share is at least the size of a chadosha? V'simnecha, that by negoyim you have a tumav, the hair is kegris, or michiyah b'chadosha. Like, remember these shiurim here, by Hilchos Tumah, that of a heris, a white spot, has to be at least the size of the kegris, that's a size of a dine, of a bean, or michiyah, where it's raw flesh, they are the size of the chadosh of a lentil. So since you see these are the two shiurim, it's the same machlokes as here by Korach also, that one sheet there is, you need the size of the kegris, and the smaller shear is not two sirus, but rather the smaller shear is the chadosha. So remember this, Hilchos Tumah, you remember here also, that the machlokes, what the shiurim are, if it's either the size of the kegris, the bald spot, or the size of the chadosha. Tony will talk like this. Ha'noito mole pi hazug b'shabbos. Somebody cuts off a scissors full of hair on Shabbos. Chayiv. There's a lot of geizes. Nella cut off hair on Shabbos. If you cut off, we'll soon see it means two hairs. If you cut off two hairs, that's an av malachi chayiv on Shabbos. Now, v'kama mole pi hazug, what's called a full scissors? Om Rav Yehuda, shtayim, two. So pi hazug here does not mean the whole scissors. It means the tip of the scissors. How much the tip of the scissor could cut off. The tip of the scissors cuts off two hairs. So if you cut off two hairs on Shabbos, yichayiv. V'atani, we learned l'korcha shtayim. I, we learned that for korcha, for a bald spot with two yichayiv. Amos, I rather, v'chein l'korcha shtayim. It's not only by korcha, it means v'chein l'korcha. By Shabbos, for sure yichayiv cutting off two hairs. This man Yama tells us, v'chein l'korcha. The same thing also, if you only pull off two hairs, you're over a lot. That's one mandiyam. Tani nam yachav, we don't like this also. That ha'noito mole pi hazag b'shabbos. Somebody cuts off the tip of a scissors worth of hair on Shabbos, chayiv. The kama mole pi hazug, what's called a full tip worth of a scissors, shtayim, two hairs. Rebbe Lezer roime achas, even cutting off one hair, yichayiv. That's Rebbe Lezer shita. It's also called a dover choshuv, it's called a mlechas machshevis. But Uboi dim chachom Rebbe Lezer. The chum like this argue and say, no, it has to at least be two hairs to be chayim midiraisa. But there is one case the chum agrees to Rebbe Lezer. Where do they agree? The malaket levonais metech shcharis. If you pull out your white hairs from the rest of the black hairs. So therefore, this one hair you're pulling out is choshuv. You do not want this white hair. So if you do this on Shabbos, you chayiv. And the Gemara says, the dove is there, this thing, afilu b'chol osur. Even in the middle of the week it's osur. Mishum shenem, the pasuk says, lo yilbash geva simlas isha. Man should not dress like a lady. In other words, pulling out ears, making yourself look nice, that's an action that a lady does, to make yourself look nice. So this, even in the weekday, it's osur. Rashi says, shcharuz derech levonos lo yaf b'chol osur, shemisnoya atzmoy b'noy isha. You're making yourself look nice, a way that a lady makes herself look nice. The same thing. Some say dying here is also shayla. Some say dying here is also wasa. Good. If you pull it out, it shows you don't want it, right? But the pshat is, the malacha is you're making yourself look nice. Goizes is that you're cutting off there for two purposes. Sometimes you want the hair, and sometimes not because you want the hair. Every hair cut is that way. You don't want the hair. You want yourself to look nice. So you're making a gezizah now to make yourself look nice. That's the malacha. So if so, if you're doing this to make yourself look nice, that's malacha. But then we'll soon see. Now the Mishnah says, V'yamakev pas roishoy, if you should cut off your payas. Turn rabbonin, pas roishoy, what's called the ends of your hair, your head? Soif roishoy, the paya, the corner, means the end of the head. V'yezer soif roish, what's called the end of your head? Zeha mashvet sedoiv, you smoothen out your temples, li'achura yoznoi, from the back of your ear, ulufadachtoi, until your forehead. So if you straighten, in other words, if you go like this, if you make it straight by cutting off all this here, you make a straight line here, from your forehead to the back of your ear, by cutting off this, that's called the peya. That's where you have the lav, not to cut it off. And again, it's a machlokes, whether it means the lav is using a razor there, or the lav is no, anytime making it short. Right, the Tony, Tanakama, the Rav Chizda. The Tana left in front of Rav Chizda. Yeah, Tony, Tanakama, the Rav Chizda. Echad ha-makif, yekar ha-nikav loike. Here it says, not only the one that does the action, but the one that receives it. The one that's sitting there and has the haircut being done, even if somebody's doing it to him, he also receives malchus. Well, here it says it, by cutting off the payas, not by korcha. And some think what the Russian says, lo'ikrichu, and that says here, opas sekonim, it says, opas roishoi, it says Russian rabbim here. So like it, omalei man diyocho tamri be'avila lucky. Just because somebody eats dates in a basket, she gets malchus. Like, what did this person do wrong? He's sitting still, and somebody else is cutting off his payas, but he didn't do anything. Why should he receive malchus? So he says, Yom Lo Chaman Yehudi, go like, Reb Yehudi, you mean to say according to Reb Yehuda? The Yom Reb Yehudi Shita is, Lav Shem B'maisa Leikin Alo. That's not a kasha. That the malchus is an echlam, without an action, he receives malchus. Rav Omar, the Makat Liyatzmai, no, the Divrei HaKel. We're talking about you doing it to yourself. And the Chiddush is, you're over two lavs. You're over one lav for the Makif, and one lav because you're the Nikif. The Rashi Yomar, the Messiah, you know somebody else is doing it to you, but you're helping him along. You're moving your head so you can cut it. The Divrei HaKel goes according to everybody. So here we say Messiah is Yesh by Mamish. Right, the Amashka's Paskoni, somebody destroys his beard. Tanarabonin, Paskoni, what does it mean, the ends, the corners of your beard? It means Saifskoni, it means the end of your beard. The Ezel Saifskoni, what's called the end of your beard? Sheboilisakoni. Sheboilis means like the thick beard, the thick hair. So, you know, we'll soon see later, there are 5 points to it. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The 5 corners of your beard. Lamaisa, they say, we do not know exactly where it is. That's why they say, don't use a razor any place on your face. Because we don't know, there's so many machlokes here exactly, whether it's this point, this point, this point. It's a lot of machlokes exactly where the ends are. Here, even some say on the neck also. So Lamaisa, we try not to use a razor on your face. But we are Masaret Sritachas, the Mishnah says. We'll come back to it soon. We are Masaret Sritachas. If you make one scratch on your body, Tana Rabbanan, the Pasuk says the Seret. You should not make a scratch on your body, which means cut down, let make a scratch, the blood comes out. Maybe even if your house burns down and you get so you feel bad, you make a scratch on your body, there's a lav. Or basically, your ship drowned. Do not put a scratch on your body because somebody died. Is a nechayev el alameit, the only chayev on a meit for that. How do I know? If you make 5 scratches because of one mate, you're over 5 malchus in. Each scratch you chayiv. We have the ACM like this. You make 1 scratch, but because of 5 different mates that you receive 5 malchus in. Talmudayim lenefesh. Lenefesh means a lelashon rabim lenefesh lechayiv al kol nefesh benefesh. That for each nefesh you make in this scratch, you overlap. For the Gemara, for our fikta lebeis shenafro ulusvenos shetava v'yam. We use this drush already lenefesh to teach us you only chayiv if you make a srita because of a mace and not because of other news. Stam that your house burned down. So how do you know from the word lenefesh that it means even chamisha mesim? So